Nepal Tunnel Rescue revives hopes 10 days after flood. A rescue team rescued the Chinese national from 225 meters inside the tunnel of a hydropower project, a military statement said. Rescuers in Nepal pulled a Chinese national alive on Saturday from a tunnel buried by debris, as emergency response teams dug with new vigor in the search for missing people 10 days after catastrophic flooding. A joint rescue team comprising personnel from the Nepal Army and foreign experts rescued the man from 225 meters inside the tunnel of the Upper Trishulai 1 hydropower project in Rasuwa district, a military statement said. A picture of the rescue published on the Army's Facebook page shows the man, identified only as Luhetau, with his arms around the shoulders of two camouflage-clad rescuers. He looked alert, but his hands were covered in thick, slimy mud. His health is currently being assessed, and further search and rescue operations are continuing, the Army said. The survivor was among hundreds of hydropower workers who went missing after a tsunami-like wall of water and mud swept through the China-Nepal border following a vast glacial and rock collapse on August 26. Two Nepali hydropower workers were rescued on Friday at the Trishulai 3A tunnel, where searches continued alongside multiple other sites, with at least 12 hydropower projects destroyed by the floods. So far, 1,344 bodies have been recovered in Nepal, according to the National Disaster Agency, with around 5,000 people still missing. In China, state media said 31 people had been killed and 531 were missing there, taking the overall death toll to 1,375 people. Army spokesman Raja Ram Basnet told AFP that work is underway at the tunnels to locate any survivors. The government initially said it believed more than 100 workers could be alive inside multiple tunnels. At a Nepal hospital, hope slowly fades days after catastrophe. Close to 2,500 missing in Nepal and China after devastating flooding. Advertisement One Story continues below. Rescuers called it a miracle after the two Nepali men, caked in mud, were pulled out alive on Friday, 9 days after being trapped by the flood. They were taken to hospital and are said to be in a stable condition. Experts from India, China, Australia, and South Korea have been aiding Nepali rescuers in their search of survivors inside blocked tunnels. With morgues overflowing, more than 1,000 bodies had been buried in mass graves after taking DNA samples for future identification, Nepal police said Saturday. Prime Minister Bailendra Shah promised to provide safe and comfortable accommodation for thousands of people displaced by the disaster and currently living in temporary relief camps. "We know that staying there, in camps, is not easy for you," he said in a Friday post on social media. But he promised to, once again, create an environment where you can dream about and build your future. Our website is the place for the latest breaking news, exclusive scoops, long reads, and provocative commentary. Please bookmark nationalpost.com and sign up for our newsletters here. Post Media is committed to maintaining a lively but civil forum for discussion. Please keep comments relevant and respectful. Comments may take up to an hour to appear on the site. You will receive an email if there is a reply to your comment, an update to a thread you follow, or if a user you follow comments. Visit our community guidelines for more information.